This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
This is weird, Margo. So, I put the video out for the perfect hot dog, because it's National Hot Dog Day.
Yeah.
And then we do an afternoon headlines video. And it's filmed off the same camera, seemingly hitting all the same buttons or whatever. The one that's the afternoon headlines that we put online, the camera color, there you are, and sharpness and everything is so much better quality than the one that is just taken from the show. What gives?
I have no clue what gives.
Have you noticed that?
100%, and it happens for Larry's show, too. It's off the same camera, but I don't even know what's different.
Yes. So that is a commercial, though, to watch on our YouTube page. So go ahead and check that out, KDK Radio. But or a bunch of different ways. You can go to Twitter and watch my Twitter, Colin_Dunlap, or at KDK Radio. I got to remind me tomorrow to tell Vic about these cameras. We got to get consistency with the camera.
Okay, just make sure to remind me.
Will do. But don't we want it the highest quality for the show possible?
I mean, if you want it the highest quality, do you want people to see you that clearly?
Yes. I can see clearly now the rain is gone, at least in some places in Western Pennsylvania. But yeah, if you want the best viewing experience possible, right?
I know. Why can't we just stream it off of the settings that they use for that?
I know.
They've had to have noticed it on Larry's show, too.
Had to have. Because the afternoon highlights, or the afternoon kind of what's coming up, that video is like super high quality.
Yeah, it really is.
Like it's at a movie theater, high quality.
Exactly.
I know. I even look good. No, I wouldn't go that far. Anyway, so there's this. Tamira filed this story, and I think it's worth a discussion at 866-391-1020.
A group of independent voters is asking Pennsylvania Supreme Court to strike down a nearly century-old law barring them from voting in the state's primary elections. In a petition filed Tuesday, the plaintiffs argue that excluding independent voters from primaries violates a clause of the state constitution requiring free and equal elections. The group argues the exclusion is...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner. In the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The functional equivalent of losing the right to vote in those districts. When an open primary bill was passed in May by the Pennsylvania House State Government Committee, all Democrats were in favor and all Republicans opposed. It remains pending in the House. It's unclear when the Supreme Court will rule on the request that it take up the case directly. Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
All right, let's talk about this. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, because it's music to my ears. I'm registered independent. I don't get to vote in the primaries. And I'll meet you halfway, and I don't think I'm trying to drive a hard bargain. And here is why you get some people, and this is the common refrain that I hear from some people. If you want to vote in the primaries, you got to join a team. Why should someone like you have influence on who's able to run in the general election if you're not going to join a team, if you're not going to join a side, if you're not going to join a party. Well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons is this. Because people can cross-file. So if they can manipulate as candidates the system, then why shouldn't I be able to be part of the system? They can essentially catch votes from both sides. Why can't someone like me vote in the primary? And here is where I'll meet you in the middle. Because some states have semi-closed primaries for independents. And I'll meet you there. That's fine by me. I don't think that Republicans should vote in the Democratic primary. Democrats should vote in the Republican primary. If you are on a team, that is the candidate you put together. It's like a national in the American League, right? The old one, before there was interleague play. You figure out your squad, I figure out my squad, and we show up. But there are an increasingly number of people, too, who are independents. The other part is this. Semi-closed for independents. I get to choose one or the other. Not both. One or the other. I walk in, or I put it on my form, check it off, but I go vote in person all the time. I walk in and I say, yep, open primary. What are you registered? So I'm registered independent. Which primary would you like to vote in? Republican, Democrat. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But oh, which one? How about the Democrat today? Okay. You go ahead and vote in that one. Fine. I don't need to vote in both. I have to choose one or the other. And people who are registered Republican have to stay on their in their lane. People who are registered Democrat stay in their lane. Here's another reason why. In addition to people who can cross file, here's what's problematic at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I want to hear from you on this. So many of these smaller races, these down ballot races, like ones in your neighborhood, school director, school board, treasurer of your township, constable. I mean, little stuff you got going on. When you really look at the numbers, and I do, they come down to one or two or three or five votes. Township commissioner. People who are on the town council. And a lot of times, people do cross-file. Even if they don't, right? That first process in the primary gets them on the regular ballot. Why in the world should good people be eliminated because people who are paying taxes there or people who have a say don't necessarily get a say to advance somebody to the election proper? And I look, I'm an honest person. And some people's, the way that they rectify this is this. Well, what you do is you go ahead and register Republican if you want to vote in that, and then you unregister it. That's dishonest. For me, that's dishonest and it doesn't work. Because you know what? You shouldn't have to register or be labeled or go ahead and act like you're on a certain team just for the sake of that when it's really a charade because it's essentially not truthful. So if you had that semi-closed for independence primary, I think it would rectify a lot of things. Now, you still don't get great turnout in the primaries. It's kind of crazy that more people don't vote and should. But I'm not even talking about for gigantic elections. It's stuff that hits home. It's school board stuff. It is who's the treasurer? Who's the prothonotary? You know, whatever. Stuff like that. That's where people who are independents don't get to enter the game until essentially step three, and they should have a say in step one. They just should. 866-391-1020. Take your calls next. That's 866-391-1020.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.